And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A 17-year-old driver was injured in a single-vehicle rollover crash Sunday night in Lincoln Township after reportedly swerving to avoid a deer. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 9:12 p.m. on August 16th on Carpenter Road, approximately 792 feet north of Church Road. According to the crash report, the teen was driving north in a red 2010 Chrysler Sebring when he swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle went off the left side of the roadway, overturned, and came to rest in a ditch. The driver suffered injuries and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region. Two teenage passengers, age 17 and 16, were not injured. The report indicates all three occupants were wearing seatbelts, and the vehicle sustained disabling damage and was towed from the scene. The Kendi Fire Department and Central Huron EMS assisted at the crash scene. A 64-year-old man was injured in a single-vehicle crash early Sunday morning in Meade Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 1 a.m. on August 16th at the intersection of Kendi and Thomas Roads. According to the crash report, the man was driving a black 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse and attempting to turn left from Kendi Road onto Thomas Road when the vehicle left the roadway and entered a ditch southwest of the intersection. The driver suffered a head injury and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region, and he was later transferred to an out-of-county hospital for further treatment. The report states the driver admitted consuming alcohol before the crash, and alcohol was listed as suspected and as a contributing factor. Investigators obtained a search warrant for the driver's blood. The vehicle sustained functional damage and was towed from the scene. The Port Austin Fire Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and a towing service assisted the Sheriff's Office, and the crash report lists an improper turn as the hazardous action. And a two-vehicle crash was reported Tuesday just before noon in Lake Township after a driver attempted a U-turn. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 11:59 a.m. on August 18th on Port Austin Road, approximately 1,584 feet east of Mole Drive. According to the crash report, a 72-year-old woman driving a blue 2025 Chevrolet Trailblazer and a 64-year-old man driving a white 2006 Dodge Sprinter were both traveling east on Port Austin Road. The Trailblazer pulled onto the shoulder and then attempted to make a U-turn across the roadway. The driver of the Sprinter attempted to avoid the collision by moving into the opposite lane, but the two vehicles collided. The Trailblazer sustained damage to its left front area, while the Sprinter was damaged along its right side. Both vehicles sustained functional damage and neither driver was injured. No ambulance was requested. The crash report lists an improper turn as the hazardous action. And we will be right back after this message from Elkton Motorsports.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension engine offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.